Hello and welcome. I'm Shauna Chandler, and this is the Oracle of Light podcast, where we will explore energy, spirit communication, spirit guides, the angelic realm, and everything in between. I am so excited that you've joined me for this episode. In today's episode, we are talking about what I refer to as our spiritual pit stop. And over the years, I have started to use the phrase spiritual toolbox. And for those of you who have worked with me before or taken any of my classes, your spiritual toolbox is filled with a myriad of tools and techniques and different things that uplift and support and really nourish your spirit and your energy, no matter what's going on in your world. And so our spiritual toolbox can have things like angel cards or oracle cards. We can have malas for chanting or connecting in through mantras and incantations. Our spiritual toolbox can have music. We have beautiful different harmonics that weave in and out of our energy field, and different music can inspire and uplift us and connect us even closer to the energetic realms, the higher levels of consciousness, where we are able to easily receive guidance and the knowingness that we have a spiritual team. We can communicate with our crossover loved ones and our angels and our spirit guides and receive energies from the universal energy stream, if you will. And what else can we have in our spiritual toolbox? We can have books. We can have meditations. At the end of our podcast tonight, we'll do a quick meditation to kind of take you in and just help you to receive more universal light, more universal energies to support you as you're moving through this next phase in your journey. Today is June 2nd, 2019, and so no matter when you listen to this podcast, you'll receive the energies. The energies will be there for you. The messages will be there for you. Everyone who will listen to this podcast, all of those energies are infused. And that's where the channeling comes in. I usually have a script, so I kind of know what we're talking about. And then spirit will take it from there, very much like sessions. You come in, we kind of have an idea as to where we want to start. And then we kind of navigate with spirit to come up with a game plan, have clarity. Now, spiritual toolbox, what else could we have in there? Candles, incense or sage for creating that beautiful sacred space, gemstones and crystals. We can have, even pictures of our beloved loved ones, our beloved pets that have crossed over, our loved ones that are in spirit. We can have beautiful objects, something, my grandmother always had a rosary. So you could have a rosary as part of your spiritual toolbox, and things that mean something to you, that feel just beautiful and enlightening for you. When my daughter was about 4 or 5, we started a ritual every time we would go out for our walks, our hikes, she would call them exploring. She would always say, "Mama, let's go exploring." And so we would, go down by the river. We would go out to the mountains. We're about an hour's drive outside the mountains. And so we've always been exploring, and we've loved that. And one of our rituals was to always look for a heart rock. And if you've ever come to the house, we've lost count. I mean, we've got so many heart rocks in the front garden, and every time we would go out, we always look for a heart rock. And so those heart rocks, some of them are very near and dear to us. And, the majority of them are in the garden out front, in the flower garden. And there are so many that are kind of sprinkled throughout the house because they just have a beautiful memory attached to them, beautiful energy. There was this one hike that we did. I think it's called Troll Falls. It's in Kananaskis. And We went, and the first part of the hike is relatively easy. It's pretty flat terrain. It kind of, goes up and down a little bit as you meander through, and it's beautiful scenery. You're in the mountains, in amongst the trees. And so you get down to the lower part of the falls, which is absolutely spectacular. I mean, it's beautiful. And then we notice people climbing up the side of the mountain. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is too scary. I don't know if we should go up there. Next thing I know, we're climbing up the side of this mountain. And it probably took, I don't know, I want to say about maybe 30, 40 minutes for us to climb all the way up there. And this was in the middle of summer. It was hot. I think there, if I remember correctly, that day was kind of smoky. There were forest fires that were in the next province over, and so that the air was smoky and hot. And we got up to the top of the falls, and it was so spectacular up top. It was absolutely beautiful. Just the purity of the energy and the water and the rocks, and it was funny because down below, we had looked for our heart rock and we couldn't find anything. It was strange because I thought, that's weird. We usually find something. And it's funny because my daughter Emma would probably, she would usually find seven or eight, and we'd, leave with all of these different rocks in our pockets. And we're up at the top, and all of a sudden I just hear, look down. And I look down, and there's this beautiful heart rock that was probably, I don't know how big it is, maybe, 3 inches across, 3 inches, 3 by 3. Like, it wasn't huge, but it was so beautiful. And I picked it up. And just the energy that it was holding within was so beautiful and so powerful. And I always check in. Does the rock want to stay here? Would it like to come home? I give the rock a choice because everything is energy, right? And if you think I'm crazy, then go down to the river and pick up a rock and ask it to tell you a story. Connect into the energy of it. And I guarantee that you will feel something or see something or experience something because everything has an energetic story with it. So we brought the rock home, and to this day, it still holds the energy of those falls, of that beautiful water cascading, and just the energetic vortex that it was living in for however many years or however long it had been there. It came home with us, and it gifts us with that beautiful energy. So these are just some ideas of what your spiritual toolbox will look like. And over time, depending on different things, working through grief, working through the end of relationships, working through whatever comes up in my world, sometimes I've had to take my spiritual toolbox and actually dump the whole thing out. And one thing that has always, always stayed in my spiritual toolbox is my spiritual practice, and that is meditating. And I started out doing guided meditations. This is probably, I want to say 12, 13 years ago. I actually started doing guided meditations because my mind was so incessant with thoughts and all of this constant stream of thoughts and kind of crazy town and hamster wheel. And it was unreal. And so I found guided meditations with music that I really enjoyed and a voice that I liked listening to. That is so key. There are some guided meditations I've tried over the years where I can't do it. I can't do it. And there's a resonance and there's a voice and there are frequencies that we all enjoy that sound really delightful and delicious. And so if you'd like to step into more with meditation, I recommend starting with a guided meditation. One of my favorites is Orin and Dabin, ORINDABEN.com. They are beautiful channeled energies. Sanaya Roman channels them, and just, oh my gosh, like the energies are so fantastic and beautiful. So that's where I usually guide people to start because it's just such a beautiful high energy with the music and then the words, and it's just so spectacular. So if you have what I refer to as a critter mind that likes to take something and just run with it and you can't catch it sometimes, a guided meditation will start to build those neural pathways so your mind will start to slow down. And then we're able to bypass the critter mind and we're able to go higher, raising our vibration higher. In this month's newsletter, I've included a video with my top 5 tips on how to raise your vibration. And if you're not on my newsletter, hop on over to shaunachandler.com. You can sign up for free. I'll send you a guided meditation where you can meet a crossover loved one, if that's something that would interest you. Beautiful meditation where you can meet a crossover loved one. You can even set the intention to meet an angel, a spirit guide, whomever you'd like to communicate with in the spiritual realm, and get on my newsletter, and then I'll make sure and get that to you. Because it's really important as we're navigating these new energies to really look at ways of raising our vibration and keeping our vibration nice and high. So in today's episode, we're talking about our spiritual pit stop. I remember years ago, I was watching a NASCAR race, and I just was blown away by the driver's skill, his ability to maneuver the car at such high speeds. But the thing that caught my attention was the pit stop. And within minutes, the car, you know, races in there off the speed track, whatever you want to call it, the racetrack, I guess is the proper term. You can tell I don't watch NASCAR. And so he's, you know, the driver spins off. The wheels are screeching. They do gasoline. They change the tires. They do all of this service or repair that's needed. Plus he gets water or snacks, or, you know, they wipe off his brow, clean off his glasses, whatever he needs. And then the next thing you know, they all step back and the tires squeal. And there's this trail of smoke behind as the driver rejoins the race. And without the incredible skill of the pit stop genies, no race would ever be complete. And recently, or not so recently, this is probably a few years ago, my guides described my meditation practice as a spiritual pit stop. It was a necessary component to assist, fuel, and support me in living life with joy and balance. And without making the time in my day for my spiritual pit stop, I get run down, I get cranky, I feel disconnected. And so I've learned to make this a priority each and every day. And it's interesting because, you know, about 6 months ago, I shared this in one of my videos, about 6 months ago, I kind of stopped making my spiritual practice as much of a priority, if you will. So, you know, I used to get up, I call it my power hour. That first, you know, I'm up at 5:30, and that first hour, you know, I'm up, I have a glass of water, I'll do some light stretching, maybe some yoga, a meditation, some journaling. I'm, you know, connecting into the energy of all my heart's desires. You know, I just kind of have this hour, this first hour of the day that is mine. And, you know, for years I would get up, you know, kind of, it was almost like 9 to 5, stumble out of bed, you know, looking for coffee to jumpstart my day. And then I would get whisked away into, you know, what are the pets doing? And, you know, is homework done? And, you know, there's an event I need to get ready for. And, you know, oh, there's a dinner, you know, at my husband's work, or, you know, whatever it was. And so there were all of these, you know, other things that I let take the priority, I let these other things take the lead in my life. And I found that I was really, I was burnt out. I was getting really frustrated and started to feel a bit resentful because I was giving to everyone else but me. I wasn't making me the priority. And so in this last couple of months, I've really had to look at that and really, really choose me as the priority. It's, you know, if you've worked with me before, I've said this so many times that, you know, just like in the airplane, they always say, in the event of cabin turbulence or something happens, put your oxygen mask on first before you help other people. And for myself, and I know a lot of other moms feel this way, and dads do as well, that, you know, we do everything for our children. You know, that child comes first. Their needs come first. We drop everything to make sure they are okay. We're at their beck and call. And, you know, in this last little while, I've really had to look at that. And I've really had to think, okay, you know, my daughter's older now. She's 14. And she's, you know, claiming more independence and making choices that work for her. And I've kind of stepped back, you know, I've let the reins go a little bit and let her kind of figure some stuff out. You know, I've never, I've always tried to not be the helicopter parent, but I've always taken an interest. And it's really interesting when you start to look at how much of an interest I was taking and not putting that interest and focus on myself. And so it's really cool for me to be able to have this epiphany, if you will, this awakening where I'm looking at really looking at what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And so, not making me a priority doesn't work for me anymore. And in reestablishing my power hour, it is the most delicious part of my day. I wake up and it's just like, okay, this is what we're doing. And there are some days that, if I need to pop in and, reground and clear my energy or just sit and quiet and breathe. And, there are different things that I'll do throughout the day, but my spiritual pit stop is, it's really become a non-negotiable. And some days I get myself into my spiritual pit stop on fumes. And I don't know, sometimes I don't even know how I get in there, to be honest with you. It's like, oh, I made it. I'm here. And my guides are quick to repair and replenish my energy. And usually my resolve that I have what it takes to master and handle anything that comes my way. And with my newly replenished energy, I'm then ready to tackle my life again. I'm ready to get back in. Life can be incredibly challenging. Life comes with joy and sorrow and trauma and drama and emotional upset and betrayal and hurt and confusion and happiness and wonder and possibilities. Our natural state, our natural peak state is joy. And so anytime that we are not in alignment with who we really are, not in alignment with our truth and what we're here to share and who we are as an authentic, beautiful spiritual being who is in this physical body for this incarnation, when we are not in alignment with that, that's when we just start to feel off. That's, if we're not feeling joyous and happy, and yes, our days ebb and flow. We've got stuff going on. We're shifting, we're changing. We can have other people's projections coming at us. We can, be wanting to help everyone around us, and then we start to feel depleted. Or, we've got stuff going on, right? And when we're willing to look at that and really start to address, okay, why am I not feeling happy and inspired? Why am I not feeling joyous and hopeful about my future and what I'm creating? When we start to peel away all those different layers, then we start to see more of that clarity as to how we can get back to that quicker. And for me, one of the best ways to do that is my spiritual pit stop, is going into a meditation. And there are times in my life, when I've been in a grieving process and when I've been mourning the loss of a loved one or whatever that looks like, the end of a relationship or, a betrayal or a hurt or, I've had some, incredibly deep, personal, emotional work that I've really navigated in this last few years. And a lot of it has brought me to my knees. And there were times where I would get into my spiritual practice, get into my meditation, and I could see myself just kind of lie there. And one of my guides, he's quite big. He would come and he would pick me up sometimes, and just lie me down and just to be able to receive that beautiful unconditional love is sometimes all we need. And so again, when we're done chatting, when I'm done channeling whatever they'd like me to share with you, and then we're going to take you into a quick meditation where you can just receive and just enjoy that beautiful energy. Sometimes that's all we need. Sometimes I'll go into my meditation with a list of questions and I'd love clarity on it. I'd love, answers, and I'd love to figure stuff out. And sometimes I just go in and sit in the energy and just replenish on a soul level. I know for myself, I've been doing so much soul work. And following the work of Brené Brown, I'm in that arena. I'm the first one to jump in that bloody arena because I'm acknowledging my stuff and I'm looking for ways to shift and change it and heal it, whatever's required, so that I'm not triggered as much. I'm not My wounds are not guiding my day. I'm being spiritually led by my spirit and by my team and the universal energies throughout my day, and not, again, not being led by any wounds, any hurts, any disappointments. And so that's another thing that I love to do, is just, sometimes you just need to get into the energy and just remember that we are spiritual beings. And yes, we're anchored here in this physical body, but we're also a spiritual being. And so finding that rhythm that works for you. I hesitate to use the word balance because your balance will look totally different than my balance. And my balance will look totally different from the next person's. And so it's really important to find, I think, that harmony and that resonance, whatever works for you, whatever that looks like. And that can change day to day. Heck, that can change minute to minute. Some days where we were hanging on, and those are the days when we're in that arena, when we're willing to look at our stuff, and that takes courage and that takes bravery. And so, in this moment right now, I invite you to place your hand over your heart. And every time you do this, it releases oxytocin. And oxytocin is the joy hormone. Oxytocin releases joyful energies throughout your physical body, throughout your energetics, and just anytime you're touching your heart, you gently touch your heart, you're releasing more oxytocin. It's nurturing and it's loving and it's kind. Some of these energies have been very harsh lately. Some of us have been thrown into a whirlwind of emotional turmoil and upset and disappointment, whether it's the external world or it's our own stuff or patterns coming up or it's hurt or betrayals. Like, there's so much stuff that's been kicked up. So sometimes we just need to take a little bit of a breather and just really connecting back into us. And as I mentioned, there are some days when I fly into my spiritual pit stop covered with the remnants of an out of control day, and my guides are quick to calm me down and they recharge my batteries and any other spiritual service I may need so that I can not only tackle my life again, but enjoy it in the process. I have one guide who I just absolutely adore. And whenever he is around me, my energy instantly calms. It's like, oh, he just grounds my energy. And it just, I just feel so blessed to have him. And my guides, they shower me with support, acceptance, and unconditional love. I think so many people in this world are so quick to judge. They're so quick to blame. When someone isn't willing to step into that arena with their own stuff and look at their own stuff, they can project all of their toxicity, their unhealed traumas, their wounds, their imbalances, all of their stuff onto the people around them. And it's almost like a dog that comes inside the house and he's been out in the mud and he starts to shake. And that mud flies everywhere. And it's like, sometimes we can get covered with somebody else's stuff. And so everything that just brought up, let's destroy and uncreate all of that and clear off everything that isn't yours, everything that's been projected at you, everything that's been, judgments, criticisms, projections, blame, shame, anger, resentment. There's more criticism in there. Everything that is, let's just clear all of it. And I usually send it back to where it originated, and I just send it back to wherever it needs to go, because it's not ours. And the more you go down a spiritual path, the more that you'll be aware of that, and it won't impact you as much. Your spiritual spit stop, isn't that funny? Your spiritual pit stop is truly an individual exploration and a beautiful sacred time. I encourage you to visit your spiritual pit stop every day. You may be guided to do meditations, breath work, mantras, prayers, listening to relaxing music, or even singing bowls. Light a candle. Say any sort of invocation, any words that mean something to you. It could be movement, it could be qigong, it could be yoga, it could be connecting out in nature. There is no right or wrong way to connect with your guides. And on the days that you're not sure and you just simply need your mind to quiet down, ask them for help. And think of your angels and your guides as your spiritual pit stop genies. They will help you recharge, become enlightened, healed, unburdened, informed, filled with love and light, and whatever else you may need to meet your goals and your dreams head on and finish what you set out to complete in your life. Sometimes I'll go into my meditation just to grasp that clarity, just to find that semblance of calm again in my world and look for what I can control and let everything I can't control around me just start to dissipate and move further away from me so I can stay focused on what I'm here to create. And now if you're driving, come back and try this at another time when you're not operating a vehicle or heavy machinery. We're going to go into an altered state. And so I invite you to deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and release the day. And just start to slow down your breathing, focusing on your heart. And again, feel free to place your hand or your hands over your heart. And just start to connect into the essence that is you, coming down from your mind all the way down into your heart space. And just continuing to breathe nice, deep, even breaths into your heart and releasing from your heart anything that is not 100% of the light. Continuing to breathe in, filling your entire body and the energy around you with light, divine light that is coming in through the top of your head, filling every molecule and atom and space in between, down your head, your neck, your shoulders, all the way down to your fingertips, filling your torso, your hips, down your legs, to your knees, your ankles, and down to your toes. And imagine this light is traveling down from the bottoms of your feet, down through the layers of crustacean, the earth, sediment, rock, all of the different formations of the earth's crust, all the way down into the heart of Mother Earth, anchoring you, grounding you into her nurturing, loving energies, gifting her with this beautiful divine energy that continues to flow in through the top of your head and all the way down, out through the bottoms of your feet, down into the heart of Mother Earth. And now imagine this beautiful emerald green light is coming up from the heart of Mother Earth, back up through the layers of the earth, the sediment, the crust, the soil, the rock, and into the bottoms of your feet, traveling up your legs, your knees, your hips, your torso, and into your heart. And now as you breathe in, you're breathing in the light of the divine and the nurturing, loving energies from the Mother Earth, all the way into your heart space. And breathe out, allowing the energy around you to fill with this beautiful, nurturing, loving energy. And allow this energy to clear away everything that is not 100% of the light, energies, thought forms, frequencies, vibrations, any judgments, any criticisms, anything at all that is not 100% of this light is being cleared away, is being transmuted. And with your eyes closed, imagine or see yourself lifting, lifting up, up, higher and higher. You're free as a bird, lifting higher and higher, going up further and further, all the way up into the higher realms, the higher consciousness, the higher frequencies where your angels and guides, your masters, the universal energies, the support, your spiritual team, all the benevolent heavenly beings, all of these energies, and allow them to support you. Allow these energies to wrap themselves around you. And just receive. All you have to do is receive. Allow these energies to nurture you, to smooth out your energies, to clear anything that is ready to be cleared from your cellular intelligence, any patterns, any beliefs, anything that you're ready to let go of at this time. Just let it go. And just allow these energies, these beings, these guides to adjust, repair, clear, cleanse, rebalance, harmonize, and anything else that is required for your highest and best good at this time. And allow them to imbue you, your energy, your frequencies, your auric field, your light bodies, your physical body, your thoughts, your emotions, all aspects of your being with the love and the frequencies and the light and the support and the love and the kindness that will continue with you as you continue into the next phase of your evolution, your soul's calling, giving you courage, giving you the fortitude to take the steps necessary to bring your dreams into reality, to clear away everything that is not yours, so that you can truly step into who you truly are and share the gifts that only you have in your heart. Because as you share more of your gifts with the world around you, you will be blessed in miraculous, magical ways. And just continue to allow these beings, these energies, these guides, these angels, allow all of them to contribute to you. And invite them into your day, invite them into your world to guide and support and uplift and to lead the way when you're not sure, to clear the path from any blockages or obstructions so that the people looking for you that need you can find you with ease and grace. The people that are meant to touch your life can find you. All of the joyful experiences and possibilities and magic and love and passion and creativity, all of those beautiful things can now flow into your world with ease and grace. And any blessings that have been put on hold for any reason, know that they're coming to you now. Just trust that in staying in a nice high vibration, staying in a joyful, happy, positive, hopeful state, that all of those blessings will come to you. They will find their way to you as they're meant to. And anywhere that you fear that you've lost them, that they're not coming, that someone else is maybe going to pick them up, let's just release all of that. As you navigate these new energies, be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Just allow yourself to be whatever you need to be in the moment. Allow yourself to get messy with all of it. Allow yourself to perhaps stumble. Maybe we stumble and fall, and then we get up with a renewed sense of purpose and strength and fortitude to continue on our journey. Bring to mind a heart's desire. It could be something small, it could be something you're working on, something you've been waiting for. Perhaps it's something that you haven't even acknowledged yet. Just allow this information to come into your heart, into your awareness, and just see it, feel it. Feel it as real, and allow all of these energies that are supporting you right now, all of these beings, to wrap you with the energy of whatever this is, so that it will be in your energetic field. And that combined with your joyful gratitude that it's there, that it's here, that it's on its way. It's making its way to you now. Feel that and hold it close. All of those beautiful blessings, everything that is yours, feel it coming to you now. Know that it's on its way. And we just have to keep the path clear so it can find us. And the easiest way to do that is through joy and gratitude. Joy and gratitude. And allow these angels and beings of light to fill your heart with gratitude and joy. And as you go throughout your day, spread that joy and that gratitude everywhere you go. And allow these beautiful energies to come through you, spreading more joy and happiness and possibilities and magic onto the planet, to those around you. And then those people will spread that to the people around them. And it will just continue this domino effect of love and possibilities. And just breathe all of that in. Just continue to receive. And know that all of your blessings are coming to you. And when they do show up, just heartfelt gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And love. And now gently start to bring your energy back from the higher realms, knowing that you can continue these journeys at any time you'd like. You can re-listen to this, make a separate recording of it, whatever works for you. And know that as you're coming back, that you're bringing all of that energy with you. You're bringing all of those possibilities. And that as the day continues to unfold, more awareness may come, more clarity. You may receive action steps, inspired action steps for what you need to do as you co-create with all of these energies. Coming back down all the way into your physical body, feeling your feet on the floor, wiggle your toes, wiggle yourself, move, anchoring into your physical body all the way back. And take one big deep breath in. Release. And open your eyes when you're ready. Oh my goodness. That was so beautiful. And we'll send our gratitude to all of the benevolent heavenly energies that are here supporting us, taking care of us, nurturing us, walking alongside us through our journey, and that they're only a thought away, and that when we ask, they are with us, and they will find a way to support and uplift and guide us and love us and nurture us and sprinkle us with possibilities. And let me know how you're doing. Let me know if you have any questions, if anything comes up. And just know that more information will continue to drop, if you will, and continue to be in that arena. Because when we're willing to look at what is, we can shift and change it and heal it much more dynamically than if we pretend it isn't there. When we're willing to look at whatever is, then we can start to shift and make other choices and bring more possibilities, more of our heart's desires into the physical, into our world. So I send you mountains of love. I'm so grateful to share this space with all of you. And I look forward to connecting with you next time. Bye for now. Mountains of love.